Blessings Promised to Those Who Abide in Christ, October 21. The poor in spirit inherit the earth. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:3. Christ longed to fill the world with a peace and joy that would be a similitude of that found in the heavenly world. From his divine lips there fell with fullness and abundant assurance the benedictions that showed him to be the fountain of all goodness, and that it was his prerogative to bless and impress the minds of all present. He was engaged in his peculiar sacred province, and the treasures of eternity were at his command. In the disposal of them he knew no control. It was no robbery with him to act in the office of God. In his blessings he embraced those who were to compose his kingdom in this world. He had brought into the world every blessing essential to the happiness and joy of every soul, and before that vast assembly he presented the riches of the grace of heaven, the accumulated treasures of the eternal, everlasting Father. He specifies those who shall become heirs of God and joint heirs with himself. He proclaims publicly his choice of subjects and assigns them their place in his service as united with himself. Those who possess the character specified will share with him in the blessing and the glory and the honor that will ever come to him. He who feels whole, who thinks that he is reasonably good and is contented with his condition, does not seek to become a partaker of the grace and righteousness of Christ. Pride feels no need, and so it closes the heart against Christ and the infinite blessings he came to give. There is no room for Jesus in the heart of such a person. Those who know that they cannot possibly save themselves or of themselves do any righteous action are the ones who appreciate the help that Christ can bestow. They are the poor in spirit who he declares to be blessed.